Welcome to Health Hats, learning on the journey towards best health. I'm Danny Van Leeuwen, a two-legged, cisgender, old white man of privilege living in a food oasis who can afford many hats and knows a little bit about a lot of healthcare and a lot about very little. Most people wear hats one at a time, but I wear them all at once. We will listen and learn about what it takes to adjust to life's realities in the awesome circus of healthcare. Let's make some sense of all of this. We all create a wake, you know, that downstream turbulence of us, it's like a boat or a duck. Many people don't realize they leave a wake behind them. Those that do rely on family, friends, co-workers, and coaches to let them know about that wake, so they can mitigate, lessen, the impact of those unintended consequences of being. Jim Bulger, my mentor and best boss ever in the 1990s at Value Behavioral Health in Troy, New York, often spoke to me about my wake. Another great boss and mentor, Bob Doherty at St. Peter's Addiction Recovery Center, told me, with love, that I was an acquired taste. I learned that I needed a boss with self-confidence to value me and my wake. My 9-year-old grandson, the writer, read to me from a book he wrote about wizards using wands. I asked him how using a wand affected the wizard. He said sometimes powers came back up the wand to the user, or using the wand could exhaust her. Unintended consequences. As a pathologically optimistic, apocalyptic person, I appreciate the yin and yang of unintended consequences. Gifts and dangers. It's everywhere. It's life. These past few months, I've noticed several examples of unintended consequences in COVID world. Wearing masks may lessen physical distancing. Some people think if they wear a mask, they can get as close as they want. I think keeping the distance trumps the mask. It's something like a pedestrian getting hit by a car in a crosswalk with the legal right of way. Confidence in the mask and the crosswalk decrease alertness to other risks. One of my favorite bloggers is Jane Sarasong Khan of Health Populi fame. She wrote about the She Session, the financially toxic side effect of the coronavirus pandemic. See a link in the show notes. Along with the life-threatening impact of the coronavirus on physical health and the accompanying mental health distress activated by self-distancing, comes a third unintended consequence with the pandemic, a hard hit on women's personal economies. Jane goes on to say the recession of the pandemic is considered by many economists as a she session, a downturn in the economy that negatively impacts women more acutely than men. This is markedly different than the Great Recession of 2008, the last major financial crisis. That financial decline was coined a man session, taking a more significant toll out of more typically men's jobs, like construction and manufacturing, where fewer women worked. Easing the effects of disasters can create their own disasters. Look at the many floods this season. Beta in Texas, Sally in Alabama and Florida, Hannah on the Texas coast. In previous years, people rebuilt homes 6 feet higher in floodplains, cashing in their national flood insurance claims, rather than moving to higher ground. then reflooding occurred. Read Moving to Floodplains, The Unintended Consequences of the National Flood Insurance Program on Population Flows. They wrote, "Our findings show the population increases in flood-prone areas as a direct response to community enrollment into the NFIP, the National Flood Insurance Program. This program provides highly subsidized flood insurance, securing households against expensive damage from future floods. Thus, our findings suggest that the private benefit households receive in the form of a reduction in potential risks far exceed insurance rate, thereby altering location incentives." On a different note, Mark Twain, my favorite author, demonstrates a different kind of unintended consequence. Mark Twain invested in the Page typesetter and went bankrupt. He toured the world to pay off his debts, and he went viral. Brent Goldfarb and David Kirsch wrote a book called Bubbles and Crashes, noting that the greatest number of innovations occurred during the Great Depression. Edward Tenner has a TED Talk, Unintended Consequences. Check it out. It's in the show notes. Every new invention changes the world in ways both intentional and unexpected. He tells stories that illustrate the underappreciated gap between our ability to innovate and our ability to foresee the consequences. I think Pandora's box is an unintended consequence, and so is the Adam and Eve story. In environmental justice, as people of privilege increase the use of electric cars and solar panels, the price of natural gas goes up for those without those means and opportunities. Fixed infrastructure costs remain as less gas is used, hence price increases. Now a word about our sponsor, Abridge. Use Abridge to record your doctor visit. Push the big pink button and record the conversation. Read the transcript or listen to clips when you get home. Check out the app at abridge.com. ABRIDGE.com. Or download it on the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Record your healthcare conversations. Let me know how it went. I've never wanted the superpower to predict or see the future. As my grandson would say, that would be a curse. But as a pathologically optimistic, apocalyptic, emergency ICU nurse, paramedic, I believe in calculated risks with sensible preparations. Actually, I learned that early. My wife and I realized a few weeks after we got married that we needed to live below our means, hold minimal debt, and pay off every credit card every month for us to survive me. In that early moment of our marriage, I had to quit a decent-paying job after one day when we were pregnant, broke, and living in a new state. I'll tell the rest of that story another time. But that realization and subsequent habit allowed us to weather some unexpected storms. I like to think of embracing unintended consequences as unintended guests, thereby reducing the baseline stress where we would end up with more gas in our tank to deal with mishaps and tragedy, and allows for the possibility of joy in the unexpected. In healthcare, we call unintended consequences side effects. I prefer unintended because they are usually known effects, just not the intended ones. Almost nothing is good for everyone all the time. Many well-intentioned actions, chemicals, policies hurt someone. Unintended are better with open eyes. business, health, and education, massive amounts of stuff fail. Doesn't work. Often people consider that not working to be unintended. But persistence is success. Plowing through unintended, not working stuff can find what does work. The most glorious unintended consequence of my life was introducing my friends Mary Sue and Glenn in Detroit, who then hitchhiked out west together in the early 70s and were picked up by friends Bruce, Steve, Rich, and Kate in Santa Cruz, where they ended up meeting my future wife, Anne, who was from Buffalo, who came back to live in Detroit with Mary Sue. I met her there in Detroit. Almost 50 years later, here we are. I wish we were more systematic in cataloging our unintended consequences and more appreciative of them. Perhaps I will continue to identify unintended consequences and share them with you in my future podcasts. To end this episode, check out the video of How to Start a Movement. Find the link in the show notes. The unintended consequence of being the first follower of the lone nut is starting a movement. Onward. See the show notes, previous podcasts, and other resources on my website, www.health-hats.com/pod. Please subscribe or contribute. If you like it, share it. Thanks. See you around the block.